Absalom's Return. After 3 years, David finally stopped mourning for Amnon. Then he started to miss his son Absalom. Still, he wouldn't ask him to return from hiding. Joab noticed this, so he hired a woman who was good at acting. He told her to go to the king and gave her the words she should say. She went before David, dressed in the clothes of mourning. She bowed before him and said, "Help me, my king."
"Well, tell me your problem."
I only had 2 sons after my husband died. Recently, they got into a fight and no one stopped them. Soon, one killed the other. Now my family says I'm to give them the only son I have left. They say he must die because he's a murderer. My king, this would remove my husband's name from the earth."
"You can go home. I'll take care of this for you. If anyone says this isn't right, bring them to me."
"Oh, please swear by God that my son won't be killed for what he did."
"I swear it by the God who lives. Your son won't die for this."
"May I ask you one more question?"
"Yes, what is it?"
"I knew you'd give me the right judgment because the wisdom of God is in you. You clearly see what is good and what is evil. That's why this judgment was good. So why don't you follow your own judgments? You're wronging the nation of God by not bringing back your son. We're all going to die someday, but God is the God of life. He wants us to be reconciled to one another."
David said, "You asked me a question. Now I have one for you. Listen to me carefully. You must tell me the truth. Did Joab send you here to talk to me?"
"Oh, my lord the king has the wisdom of the angel of the Lord. No one can get anything around him. Yes, your servant Joab told me what to say, but it's only because he loves you and wants what's best for you."
The king called for Joab and said, "Go and bring Absalom back in peace, but I don't want to see him."
So Joab went and brought Absalom back to Jerusalem. He was allowed to live in his own house. 2 years went by, and he still wasn't allowed to see the king. Finally, he decided to ask Joab to arrange a meeting between him and his father. He sent for Joab, but he didn't come. He sent for him a second time, but he still didn't come. Finally, Absalom sent his servants to set fire to Joab's barley field. Joab went and yelled at Absalom, "Why did you set fire to my field?"
"I had to get your attention. Now tell me, why did you bring me back to Jerusalem? I was better off where I was. Go to the king and arrange a meeting between the two of us. I want to see him even if he kills me."
So Joab arranged a time when the king and his son could meet. Absalom went before his father and bowed down with his face to the ground. David got up and went and kissed his son.